Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 139 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. If you had a great week, happy February. We are into February, so this comes out February 2nd. For you guys out there, you've got a week and a half, and it's Valentine's Day. So I'm giving you a heads up now that it's Valentine's Day, February 14th. Don't miss it. So if you need to go on and start planning, if you usually procrastinate, you can thank me later. But today, it's February 2nd, and you already have 12 days to plan what you're going to get your significant other. There you go, for Valentine's Day. How about that for an opening this week? So, happy February. Glad to have all of you here. Hope you're doing well. Hope you've got 2023 off to a great start, and you're into month number two now. Month number two. So with that, let's talk about some red flags to look for in yourself. What are some red flags that you can spot in yourself? One thing that I love to talk to guys that I'm working with from a business perspective and a hiring perspective is, you know, what are the red flags of the person that you might be contemplating hiring, right? Do you have any red flags? Or if you're looking at a new job, are there any red flags in that new job? Are there any yellow flags? You know, something that's kind of like caution, but could possibly turn into a red flag. But most of the time, we do not look for red flags within ourselves. And so as we are carrying out our day and our daily task and our daily routines, and we're being whatever version of ourselves we are at the moment, it's good to take some stock and say, okay, where are the red flags that might show up in me? Where are the red flags that might show up in me? So I'm going to give you six today that you can consider as you start the month of February for red flags to look for in yourself. And how do you want to attack those red flags? Perhaps move them to yellow. Perhaps once you get them to yellow, be able to move them to green, to where they're no longer a, you know, kind of a danger kind of flag out there, but there's something that you've dealt with, that you've moved through, and that you've been able to overcome. So here you go, six red flags in yourself. Number one, the failure to say no. The failure or the inability to say no. This is for the people pleasers out there. How many of you have a tough time saying no? You have a tough time saying no to your parents. You have a tough time saying no to your significant other. You have a tough time saying no at work, saying no to volunteer activities. And all of a sudden you look around and you are so swamped. You have no margin in your life because all you do is say yes. You just people please. And you don't have the ability or haven't learned how to say no. I did a podcast a long time ago now on just saying no, right? You have the ability and the authority in your life to just say no. No, thank you. No, right now. No, I can't. This is not the moment for me. Oh, why? Because I just don't want to. That's okay. You are in charge of you, and you get to say no if you want to. Okay. So number one, a red flag to look for is your inability to say no. Number two, making excuses for other people's behavior. Making excuses for other people's behavior. You ever find yourself doing this for your child? Make excuse for the behavior? For your spouse? For your parents? For your siblings? Worked with a client for a long time, and he would make an excuse for his sister's behavior. Sister wouldn't pay. He had bought a house for her, wouldn't pay the house payment on time. Made an excuse for her. Wouldn't pay him back when she was supposed to pay him back for something that they had agreed on. Made an excuse for it. Red flag to look for in yourself, right? Why are you making excuses for other people's behavior? Who are you responsible for? That's right, you. You are responsible for you. You're not responsible for somebody else. You're not responsible for how they act. You are 100% responsible for you. Number three, a lack of vulnerability. A lack of vulnerability. Just worked with a client for a long time who, this was one of his hangups. He had a tough time being vulnerable with those that were closest to him. He had a tough time being vulnerable to himself at first, and then he opened that up, and then he was able to open up to those around him. If you find yourself having to hide from your true self around those that you love, it's a red flag because you're afraid to be vulnerable with them. Why is that? Oftentimes it's because we're afraid to be honest with ourselves. We're afraid to call ourselves what we are and where we are in those deep, dark spaces in that present moment. We don't want to admit to ourselves, let alone admit to someone that's close to us. Now, you don't have to admit anything to anyone, but if you want to and if you have that desire, this is where that ding, ding, ding kind of comes up, right? And you notice that this is a red flag for you because you have a tough time letting people in. You have a tough time letting people be close. You have this wall up. You don't want them to know the real you, because if they know the real you, you might be exposed and they might find out. And then you get really vulnerable because now you have to allow them to love you just the way you are. Ooh, that can be tough, right? That can be tough for us, but it's a red flag. It's something to notice in yourself. If you have a tough time being vulnerable, especially if you want to be vulnerable with other people, something that you can work on, something you can move through. Number four, being self-critical. I kind of raised my hand on this one. Probably raised both hands if I'm honest. But being self-critical. How many of you are so critical of yourself? What you do, decisions you make, how you talk, you know, what you've done in the past, how much money you make, all the stuff, right? How many of you are self-critical? Instead of being self-loving and loving yourself and understanding that you made the best decision that you could possibly make in the moment that you were in, right? But so many of us are so self-critical. We talk to ourselves in a poor way. We talk down to ourselves. We beat ourselves up because we should have done something that we didn't do, right? But if you find yourself being self-critical, it's a red flag. It's something to just say, hey, this is something that I might want to think about working on to become the best version of myself. Number five, you seek external validation. You seek external validation. Now, We all like to be validated by others. We all like to be told we've done a good job. We all like to be told that, you know, we're valuable. We like to be told that we're making a difference in the world. But when we seek that, and when we get our worth and our value from someone else, someone external, something external, then that's a red flag. Why? Because we want to ultimately get our value and be okay with ourselves and be lovable for ourselves from ourselves, right? We don't want to rely on someone else, because as soon as we rely on someone else to validate us, as soon as they don't, that's when we're in trouble, because then we just crumble. We crumble because they don't tell us what we feel like we need to hear. So if you find yourself seeking that constant and consistent validation from your kids, a lot of us get it from that. We want our kids to love us. We want our kids to respect us. We want our kids to think we're the best dads ever. But if you constantly seek that from them, from your spouse, from your parents, from your friends, from whomever, it's a red flag. Because we want to be confident in ourselves just the way we are without needing someone else to validate it for us. And number six, we have a lack of boundaries. You have a lack of boundaries. You don't know when to set healthy boundaries. I've done podcasts on boundaries and how to set healthy boundaries. But you don't know how to set a healthy boundary. And so you just let people run over you. You let people do what they want to do. You don't know how to say, no, I'm setting this boundary for me. And when I set this boundary for me, you can choose what you want to do. But at the end of the day, I'm going to decide because it's about me. Remember, a boundary is like a property line. You set that, you have that property line, that is your property. It's not their property to manipulate. It is your property. So you get to choose. You get to choose. You set your boundary. Think about a guardrail. That guardrail is out there to keep you from running over the cliff. You set that guardrail in your own life to keep from someone from running over you, to keep them from manipulating you, to keep them from doing things that they want to do that you ultimately don't want to do. And if you find yourself being nervous about setting a boundary for someone that is healthy for you, that's a red flag. So those are six red flags I want you to really think about this week. Number one, you fail to say no. You don't know how to say no. Number two, you make excuse for other people's behaviors. Number three, you lack vulnerability. Number four, you're self-critical, criticize yourself a lot. Number five, you seek external validation instead of validating yourself. And number six, you have a lack of boundaries and you struggle with setting boundaries for yourself. I mean, those are pretty intense. Just six. And this is a pretty short one. But those will change your life if you can get those red flags under control. If you can start to move a couple of those red flags into the yellow and then eventually move them into the green, and you start cutting down those six to five to four to three to two, your life will change. It'll get better. Your relationships will change. Your relationship with yourself will change. So that's what I have for you this week. If I can help you, reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com, and I will see you back here, same time, next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.